well, from something that happened a very long time ago to something very much cutting edge and now. Dominic, what have you picked up for us?
Now, there's a curious material that we know is in our galaxy called dark matter. This is material that has mass but doesn't produce any visible light which allows us to see it. And we know this material must be there because the galaxy is rotating faster than we can explain just given the gravity of the stars inside the galaxy.
So its existence is sort of an inference at the moment. We can see how things behave. We know there's something with a lot of gravity there, but we just can't spot what it is. We know it's active, but we can't see it.
If it wasn't there, the problem is the galaxy would get pulled apart by its own centrifugal force. Something needs to be pulling all of this material in to keep it rotating. Now, in terms of the amount of dark matter inside a solar system like our own, we think it's not very much, because the galaxy is made up of very small solar systems with vast expanses of vacuum between them. And this dark matter is spread smoothly throughout the galaxy. And so there's far more dark matter between solar systems than there is inside any particular planetary system, which is perhaps only a few light days across compared to distances of light years between stars.
Oh, that's unusual. So the dark matter isn't all sort of aggregated in the centre or round the outside. It's spread right across the galaxy.
That's right. In order for material to collapse down to form a star, it needs to find a way of losing gravitational energy. And the way a star does that is by emitting light. The problem dark matter has is that it doesn't produce any light, so it can't cool and collapse down structures. It stays in a diffuse distribution throughout the galaxy. But a paper published this week in the monthly notices of the Royal Astronomical Society by Silvia Garbari of the University of Zurich and her colleagues has actually measured the dark matter distribution in the vicinity of our own sun. And the way they've done that is to look at the way in which stars close to our own sun bob up and down in the plane of a disk. These stars aren't static exactly in the plane of a disk. They will tend to bob up and down with some characteristic frequency that you can measure. And by looking at how fast those stars are bobbing up and down, you can measure the force acting on those stars and see how much gravity is pulling those stars back towards the plane of the Milky Way.
And then we know the stuff we can see, therefore what the gravity of that is. So that must mean you can work out roughly how much dark matter that's gravitationally active that must be there too.
That's right. The way they've done this is to computationally model the motion of these stars with different amounts of dark matter added into their computational model. And then they see which model fits the observed oscillations of these stars. And they have found that in the vicinity of the sun, about 80% of the matter is visible stars like our own, but about 20% is dark matter.
Now, so our star has got dark matter in it.
That's why our own solar system has dark matter in it. And I did a quick calculation of how much dark matter this paper predicts there is within the orbit of the Earth. And it's 50 billion tonnes. So that sounds like quite a lot. But if you were to condense that into a rocky asteroid, that would be equivalent to the mass of an asteroid about 1.5 miles across.
So quite small, really. What is the implication of having demonstrated this, albeit with a mathematical model?
Now, there's an interesting question here as to whether dark matter in our own galaxy is spread in a spherical distribution or whether it's collapsed down into a disk like the disk of stars that we see. And up until now, people have thought that there's no mechanism by which dark matter would collapse from a spherical halo around the Milky Way down into a disk. But this is suggesting that there is a concentration of dark matter in the disk, so at least some collapse has occurred, so there is a concentration of dark matter in the disk of the Milky Way galaxy.
Hmm. It's going to be quite hard to test that, though, isn't it? How are they actually going to take this forward? Because, again, it's just a theory at the moment, isn't it?
This paper was based on observations of 2,000 stars near to the sun. And next year, a mission is going to launch called Gaia, which will measure very precise distances and velocities of millions of stars close to the sun. And once we've got that data set on the very accurate positions and velocities of those stars, we can model their motions with very high precision, and we will really start to understand what forces are acting on those stars.
Still won't explain what dark matter is, though, will it?
That's right. That's a question for the particle physicists to try and work out what this material might be.
From protons to photons and gluons to muons, the Naked Scientists. Science that's fundamentally more fun.